Hey, this is Bobby Rio, and I'd like to welcome you to another one of our interviews brought to you by GreatSeducer.com. GreatSeducer.com has over 50 downloadable audio interviews with the great dating coaches and pickup artists. Today, I've got Scott McKay with me, and we're going to be talking about a slightly different topic today, as we'll be discussing the idea of female psychology and understanding the way women think. We're also going to be discussing sort of the lost art of being a man and how you can connect with a lot more women by giving them something they crave, yet very few men offer to them. Before we get started with the interview, I just want to remind you to head over to freepuaopeners.com. I'm giving away a free ebook filled with close to 200 of the best pickup artist openers I've compiled over the past 5 years. That's freepuaopeners.com. Now let's get started with the interview.
Hey everybody, this is Bobby Rio, and I've got Scott McKay on the phone today. I've done several podcasts with Scott in the past, and they never fail to be really high-quality, usable content. Plus, today we have a really interesting topic, something that I haven't gotten too deep into in any of my podcasts, so I'm really excited about that. And today we're going to be talking about female psychology and some of the ways that guys can better understand what women are thinking. Scott, you want to just say hi to everybody and let us know how you've been?
Absolutely, man. It's good to be here. Big hello, shout out to everybody, and looking forward to this conversation.
Yeah, definitely, definitely. This is definitely going to be something interesting. You want to just kind of start, because I know that there's a lot of guys out there who are just totally in the dark about, you know, what women think. And I just want to kind of start maybe with some of the common misperceptions that men have about women, and then we can kind of take it from there.
Yeah, absolutely. I think, you know, a lot of times all through life we hear the meme, you know, women, you can't live with them, you can't shoot them. Women, who can possibly understand them? They're an enigma wrapped in a problem, surrounded by a quandary. We hear all those things growing up, and we just take it for granted that we're never going to understand women. And, you know, even sometimes women will say, oh, you know, we don't understand men, we don't know why you watch football or whatever, but when we're out on a date with them, it's like they can see right through us. It's like they do understand. It's like they really are intuitive, and they can kind of tell what's on our mind, and kind of tell what we're going to do next. It seems like whatever we say, they have the perfect comeback. At least it seems that way to us. I don't think every woman has it figured out. But, you know, sometimes we even have problems figuring out what's going on in our own head. You know, sometimes we as guys don't know why we do what we do. And sometimes women say they don't know why they do what they do, why they stay with the wrong guy or stuff like that. And I'm sure all of us have had that time or two where we asked a woman for advice on something and she said, oh, absolutely, buy a woman drinks and get her flowers and she'll just love you for it. And we go do exactly what the woman said to do and we fail miserably. I mean, just crash and burn. And sometimes the woman can even tell us how she wants us to treat her, and we do exactly what she says, and what happens? We get put in the nice guy, just be friend zone or something like that, something disastrous, something we certainly didn't want to have happen. And certainly something other than the reason why we were asking her how she wanted to be treated. And I think the first thing that guys need to remember is, look, you know what? We can do a lot better job of understanding women than we think we can. And we also need to figure out, second, Bobby, the benefits of actually figuring something out. And, I mean, I hear some guys already. I can see the eyes rolling on the other end of the line here. Forget it, Scott. There's no way I can possibly understand women. Well, if you're rolling your eyes saying that, you might as well be saying, well, you know what, Scott, forget it. I'm never going to be able to attract women. I'm never going to be able to connect with women at a deep level. It's always going to be a surface kind of superficial game. It's going to be kind of like we have to use those lines and openers and things that we're taught in hopes that a woman will respond well to it, at least, you know, enough to get her attention for tonight, if not for a second date or let alone a long-term relationship. But if we tend to think differently, if we can move out of that box, if we can say, hey, you know what, I'm going to at least give it a shot. I'm going to assume differently than I've ever assumed before. I'm going to forget everything I've ever been told, and now I'm going to say once and for all, you know what, I'm going to be able to understand women better than I used to, a couple things are going to happen. First of all, you're already going to be a step ahead of the entire herd of guys out there, because I'm telling you, this is worldwide. Guys are told, hey, look, you'll never understand women. That's the first thing that's going to happen. Second thing that's going to happen is every little bit, every skosh of what you learn about how to understand women is going to be credited to you with amazement by the women who behold it, because no guys even try. I mean, check it out. We guys are just infamous for never asking directions, right? So even the guys who are listening to this call or reading tsbmag.com, those are the guys who are already one step ahead. So why not go for it? Why not go for the golden ring and try to understand women? So I think, you know, that's the biggest mistake, Bobby, is we just don't even try.
Yeah, no, definitely. Most guys, like, especially like you're saying, the guys that aren't really even familiar with the fact that there is help available, they've just totally given up on the idea that it's even possible. So, yeah, just even giving them the hope that it is possible and to let them know that they can is definitely an enlightening thought to have.
Sure.
Now, what in terms of, like, let's just take it more practical for a second, and let's think about the common guy who's walking around clueless and stuff. What are some of, like, not even the misperceptions, but almost like the damaging beliefs that a good percentage of the guys have about the way women think?
Right. Well, I think a lot of times the first damaging thing we think is that women aren't even really human. We're told that their brains are different, which they are biologically. I mean, they've proven that with studies. I was just looking at another one today. But we think of them as some kind of alien beings or even the enemy, like someone we've got to conquer, you know, like the old T.J. Mackey image of, you know, seduce and destroy, you know, seduce and conquer. You know, that's just silly, and that's parodied in the movie, yet I see some guys actually marketing like that to guys as if it's the way to be. If we hate women because we misunderstand them, you know what that makes us? It makes us no better than someone who's racist, Bobby.
Yeah.
That's basically the root issue. When you are racist, when you're prejudiced towards someone, it's because you hate them because you don't understand them because they're different. I mean, if that's a real bomb that I just dropped on some guys, so be it, because it could be a life changer. If you just say, hey, look, you know what? I'm going to treat these other human beings, these women, right, these female human beings, as if they deserve every right to be respected as much as a man does. And, of course, you know, some people are black-hearted and some people are kind-hearted. You know, respect is something that's earned to some degree, but basic human respect is what I'm talking about here. If you can just say, all right, look, you know what, I know she's different, but I also know that she's probably more like me than different because we're all humans. You know, like I've said before, if she gets a lottery ticket and wins $1 million, she will be as happy as we would be. You know, if her dog dies, she's going to be sad. If she gets cut off in traffic, she'll be angry. You know, she may not be quite as emotional about it as we are, but, you know, she's going to be angry. She's a human being. That's the first thing. That's the first mistake guys make, and that's the first way we blow it for ourselves, is thinking, okay, first of all, this particular trick, this particular Jedi mind trick, or this mind game that I pull here with this woman is going to work, even though it would never work on a guy. It's going to work on her. Okay. Now, you know, for the record, there's women in the world of dating advice teaching women the same thing, that men are some kind of other alien species and you can trick them into marrying you with some kind of strange stuff. It doesn't work on us either. Why? Because we're both human. Another thing that I think guys really, really miss the boat on, Bobby, and I'd love to hear your take on this, because I know some people disagree with me, is that I think men automatically assume that the way evolution has wrought things, our lot in life, is that we are the ones chasing women. We're the ones competing for the right to you know, procreate with the woman, like it's a lion herd or something. Meanwhile, the women can have sex with whoever they want, so they're just sitting there kind of going, reject you, reject you, reject you, you, maybe, reject, reject, reject. And it's just really something that guys have said, you know, this is really depressing. If I go to a particularly beautiful woman, she can have sex with whoever she wants, and so she's going to reject me. Well, see, there's a key difference in how men and women think. And, you know, how ironic is this, Bobby? On one hand, we think women are aliens and foreign creatures of some sort, right? Some kind of different species, right? And on the other hand, we think they think just like we do. Well, which is it? So many guys have the right things wrong and the wrong things right. So in the case of what I'm talking about here, here's where the disconnect is. A guy's looking at a woman thinking she's the chooser and he's got to chase. He's got to chase her and he's got to compete. It's a big competition, right? Mm-hmm. And women, you know, they can have sex with whoever they want. They're the lucky ones. They can get laid any time. We're the ones that have to worry about this stuff. Well, here's why that's so much different than how women think on so many levels. First of all, when a beautiful woman is given power by the guys who put her on the pedestal, it's that act, it's that social act that's what's putting her on the pedestal. It's not that she's inherently there by virtue of being a woman. We have given her the power really just to feel like she's better than everyone else. I saw a fascinating video the other day. I wish I could remember exactly where I saw it. But I think if I tell this little story, everybody's going to have seen something like it. It was a kind of a video where there was some event in Hollywood. And on stage or in the room where the party was, wherever it was, there were lots of people, some of whom were famous. Actually, only a few who were famous. And then, of course, a lot of pretty girls who were kind of like, you know, there for, you know, whatever reason. And they're kind of showing who's there, and they're interviewing them, almost kind of like an Entertainment Tonight kind of thing, but not really. It was kind of like a more offhand YouTube thing. And they were talking to someone who is a legitimately famous Hollywood star. I can't even remember who it was, but think of like a movie star, almost an A-lister. Mm-hmm. And certain people were giving him attention and blah, blah, blah. But there were like three or four women around this A-list movie star who clearly written all over their face was, I'm the important one, not you. They weren't even giving the movie star the time of day. They were just kind of with their nose in the air looking around going, yeah, well, nice to see you. They were the ones literally expecting to be treated at a higher level socially than this guy who's a legitimate Hollywood movie star. And all of them were acting like that. It amazed my socks off. Why? Because all she did was be pretty. All she did was sit there and bask in the glow of men wanting something from her, which is her sexuality. Therefore, she holds all the power. She can get men to do whatever she wants. We did this. Now, if you're the kind of man who represents to a woman, which we've talked about in the previous podcast, everything she wants, those big four things, you're masculine in the way she understands it. You're confident, right? You're a confident man.
Yep.
You're confident that you will be what women represent, first of all. You know how to treat women in a way that will make them feel safe and comfortable in your presence, and you're a man of character. If you are that guy, it's amazing how a different world opens up, and all of a sudden the women will be clamoring for you once they get to know what you really like. This is not a male-female thing we're talking about here. This is a human thing, but guys automatically assume women are the ones holding all the cards. Next, the other crazy ironic part of this whole scenario, when you're assuming that every time you approach a woman, she's going to reject you, is first of all, she doesn't see it as a contest until you lead with it being a contest. Women aren't wired that way. Men talk about victory. Men talk about winning. Men, you know, watch the football game like the one that was on last night and just, you know, we're mentally and emotionally exhausted at the end of a game where our team just was absolutely, you know, hanging on by thread till the very last part, and either we won or lost, but we hung it all out on the field and we left it there. That just absolutely ignites our masculinity. Meanwhile, most women, you know, if they watch football or basketball or something like that, it's mostly because the guys are there and they like to be around the guys. Let's face it.
Yeah.
So we're the ones who create this competition. We're the ones who create this stress for us. When you go talk to a woman, for her it's a conversation with someone she may or may not get along with. If you can just somehow get into that role and feel that like she's feeling it and set that leadership, set that precedent by talking to her, hey, you know, I just saw you from across the room. I wanted to meet you and see what you were like. Well, then she'll probably follow. Meanwhile, if you're like, well, man, she's going to accept me or reject me, and that's written all over your face. It's written in the way you approach her. You know, like, I know you're busy and you probably don't want to talk to me. I've seen guys approach women starting with that. So go, yeah, you know what, you're right. I'm too busy and I don't want to talk to you. She'll literally follow your lead. So we do that to ourselves. And the big one, Bobby, the big one in a situation like this is, I promise you, I promise every guy out there, that if you were to say to a woman something like, yeah, well, you know, you can get laid anytime you want. You know, you can just pick who you're going to have sex with tonight, but us guys, we have to work for it. She would probably do one of two things. She would probably either look at you completely confused or just burst out laughing. Because that's just not the way women think. She may, if she's really, really sharp, come back with, well, you know what? I think you guys have it easier. And you go, what? Why? Well, because you guys can get a girlfriend. You can get a girl to be your girlfriend anytime you want. You can choose who it is you're going to stay with. You can choose who it is you're going to have a relationship with. Me, I can't get a guy to get past a first date with me. They all want to have sex with me before they get to know me. Nobody wants to build a relationship. They just want to have sex with me and split. That's how the female mind works. Female mind is looking for the guy who's the right one for her, and she's frustrated because she can't find it. I mean, she gets approached and she gets flattered all day long. But that's old news. We as guys, if we can understand that's the kind of thing women are looking for, and that it doesn't even cross their mind that they can get laid anytime they want, they're not going to get laid anytime they want. I mean, some women will. Some women absolutely will. And some men are looking to marry the first girl who comes along. I mean, there's always exceptions, and that's what makes the world go round. But isn't it amazing how we have these preconceived notions about what women are thinking, what women are doing, what's going through their minds, what motivates them? And really, we're psychoanalyzing ourselves.
Yeah, you brought up a few interesting things, and some things that I've personally been thinking about often. And the last thing you said was something that I wanted to mention about women, and you know, the guys who think, well, a girl knows I wanna have sex with her. You know, a girl goes around thinking that every guy wants to have sex with her. And what's really interesting about that is, like you said, that the guys look at it like the woman has the power in that. But like you said, most women are like deathly afraid to have sex with a guy because they're scared that the guy's gonna not want to sleep with them again, and now it's gonna be another guy that they opened up to and gave themselves to, and kind of you know, they're gonna feel rejected. And you know, most guys are so scared of getting rejected when the woman has the same exact fear. And that's one of the things that I recommend keeping in mind. And the other thing is that, you know, as I've gotten a little older, you know, I'm hitting 30 now, and you know, when you're growing up and you're looking at girls, and when you're thinking of them as girls, you know, you kind of do have that sense of like, you kind of think that they have the power. You know, they're the ones that are being chased. And then as you get older, you see that that the girls are actually on much more of a timetable than us guys are. You know, like you hit like 27 or 20, even 25, and you start to see that the girls get really, really insecure about being single, while guys generally are okay with it. And girls start to know that, you know, girls start to realize that you're a lot more likely to be cool with being single than she is. So you tend to actually have a little bit more power than you think, and a little bit more equality there than you're giving yourself credit for.
No question. I mean, some of the things you're saying are completely so on target. All I can do is really agree with you. I mean, if you're listening to this and you're 30 or older and you're dating women your own age, and I mean, some of these women are fantastic. I mean, I've long since advocated, you know, forget about dating a 21-year-old when you're 30. Find a 30-year-old who looks 21, who seems 21. I mean, that woman will always age well. She'll always have that youthful, vivacious energy about her. Meanwhile, the woman who's 21 who looks 21, you're on your own later. I mean, I don't know what's going to happen. She doesn't even know what's going to happen. Certainly not you. You know, it's like the first thing I thought about when I was listening to you talk just now, Bobby, was the whole idea about how men get into relationships to have sex, and women have sex to get in relationships, which of course is long overplayed. But there is some truth to it. women, you know, all these guys are talking about getting same night lays and whatever. Here's the secret behind getting a same night lay if it's what you really want. Find a woman who wants to get into a relationship so bad she can't stand it. Promise her the moon and the stars, and she will spread her legs because she lacks self-esteem just to get you to be her boyfriend because that's what she thinks is going to work. Then the next morning, do whatever you're going to do anyway, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, if you have the morals of a Dixie cup, that's fine. You know, if you have no character, I mean, you can actually throw the third and fourth part of the big four out the door there. If you just want to bring home a woman night after night and do the hustle like that, go for it, because that's so easy to do. But to get a woman who's not going to get pregnant on purpose and try to rope you into a relationship or not tell you about the STDs after she told you it was perfectly okay to have sex with her without a condom, you know, women who are psycho and start stalking you, if you want to avoid women like that, then what we're talking about on this call is going to be a lot more important to you than any strategy on how to get a same night lay or something. Because you've got to have a high-quality woman in your life if you want to not have a miserable life. Your choice in women is absolutely paramount. And if you don't understand what women are even like, how are you going to make the right decision with a woman? The chances are you can't. That's crazy talk. So, yeah, I concur with everything you said, Bobby.
Yeah, did you one last thing on kind of what I had said, and it's just something so simple that I've just been personally telling some of my friends that still struggle with this idea, and I've noticed that guys that use the word girls as opposed to women,
yep,
they tend to have more of the fear. I noticed that like my friends that go out to bars and are like, let's talk to some girls tonight, they're the ones that they're scared because they still have that like middle school mentality of that fear. Whereas the guys who use the word women and let's go out and meet some women tend to have a little bit more maturity in regards to it. So I just as an aside, you might want to just try changing your vocabulary. Just try changing the word from girls to women and see if maybe that even helps you look at them a different way.
Yeah, that's a great word of advice. I've actually said the same thing. I've never really looked at it the way you're looking at it before, and it's very intriguing to me. I've always looked at it in terms of women prefer to be called women after they've reached age 20 or 21 than being called girls. You know, it makes them feel more respected, makes them feel safer. You know, certainly guys who refer to women as bitches and so forth, they've got a whole mindset also that's not going to really work all that well for them and trying to attract high-quality women. And, you know, some guys are laughing at that, but, I mean, I see it on forums all the time. You know, I was out with this bitch the other night, and it's like, well, why are you out with a bitch, dude? Why don't you find, like, a nice woman instead or a good woman? First thing just goes through my mind on autopilot, you know?
Yeah. But, yeah, and, I mean, one of the other things that I kind of wanted to ask you about, and it's also something that I've been really analyzing, you know, the idea of dynamics, and not even just in terms of men and women, you know, a lot of relationship dynamics, but, you know, on this call and talking to you, I wanted to discuss the kind of like the dynamics of relationships and sort of decoding them and how men can kind of better figure out what's actually going on when he's in a relationship with a woman. Like, how does he know if it's a friendly relationship or if she's viewing him as, you know, the dominant kind of guy she could be attracted to, or if she just sees him as like the guy who's following her around and just, you know, I have a friend who actually uses it, the expression, does she see you as the man or as a fan? And, no,
it's beautiful.
Curious.
Yeah, I think
some of your advice for sort of decoding how a woman sees you, you know, kind of getting inside her mind to maybe some signals that she might be giving or words or anything that you can kind of advice you can give to help out guys who are struggling to understand women in this sense.
Sure. I think first of all, most women still want to be women. They're still comfortable with everything that's feminine. They want to be that person, even as they've been told their whole lives that they need to succeed in business and be more assertive, et cetera, et cetera. They are doing that because they've been told to do that. They've got college educations that reinforce that. But meanwhile, they really just want to be women. they want to be feminine. And it's kind of like we as men would love to be men, but we've been told to kind of soften up and go easy on women and not sexually harass them, et cetera, et cetera. Same thing we talk about around here all the time. But see, when a woman's in a relationship with you, even if she has ascended to some high corporate rank and she holds a lot of personal power, she's got a lot of personal confidence, and she's the kind of guy who can go, I mean, she's the kind of woman who can go toe-to-toe with any guy in terms of banter and so forth. Guess what? She's making it a little difficult, a little more difficult on herself, because she still wants a guy who she's going to respect. She still wants a guy who has solid leadership. I was seeing this on a woman's dating advice site the other day. You know, it was a couple women who were very powerful women, you know, both executives, and they're like, you know, how come I can't go out with a guy who can just make a decision and get on with it? Well, you know, she can make a decision and get on with it, but that doesn't mean she wants to get on a date with a guy and still make all the decisions. She wants to be able to relax and let the guy make the decisions as long as the decisions are in her best interest. And here you go. Here's something that goes right along with it. Why do women harp on listening so much? Because if you're not listening to what she's saying, how can you know what's in her best interest? How can you know what her fears are? How can you know where her drama is and do something to alleviate it? If you don't care, then you don't give a rat's behind. And if you don't give a rat's behind, she doesn't feel safe and secure. That's why women want you to listen. How hard is that? It's not really hard. It's just we never really stopped to try to figure out what it was. We just assume, you know, she's harping and I don't feel like listening. And then she got all mad. And why is she mad? All I did was try to, you know, do what I was in the middle of, right? And see, why do women try to talk to us when we're in the middle of a football game, or like right we're in the middle of coding HTML where we have to remember what we just cut and remember where to paste it? Why do women do that? Because they don't understand masculine focus and this whole idea of masculine just being driven, watching this incredibly important do-or-die moment. Women don't have a lot of do-or-die moments in the course of their daily lives because that's a masculine thing that we're supposed to take care of. So see, she interrupts us at the worst possible time. We get mad at her for it. Then she gets mad at us because we didn't listen, and she needed us to listen because she's counting on us to be leaders. She's counting on us to be the ones who make positive, effective decisions. So see, when we're in a relationship, even if the woman is very, very powerful, you're still going to have to be a leader. Now, if the woman is a very strong-willed woman, you kind of have to play it like, I don't know, you're the president of the United States and you're working with cabinet members. I mean, you know, President Obama is hiring cabinet members who are cabinet heads of state, you know, heads of the State Department, heads of, you know, housing and urban development, you know, all of those different, those departments have got to be headed by someone who at least has shown some inkling that they know how to be a leader. Because they're going to be, in turn, the leaders of hundreds or thousands more people who are under them. And sure, the people who are appointed, we hope, will be respectable people and that they'll be able to work in sync with the president, right? But the president also has to allow those people to make decisions because he hired them, because he trusted them. So when you're in a relationship with a powerful woman like that who likes to make decisions, you're still going to have to make ultimate decisions, but you're going to have to make them with her best interest at heart, which involves some listening, right? And you're going to have to understand, no matter how she behaves, how she talks, that she is counting on you not to fold and be a shrinking violet. She's counting on you to man up. And see, here's the thing. When you have listened and when you're really in tune with the woman in your life and what's going on, you're learning how to understand her better because you stop to take the time to understand her. And when that happens, it's not like she's going to own you. It's not like she's going to wear the pants. The ironic thing, and another testament to how the female brain works, is she's going to give you more power. She's going to respect you more. She's going to do things like, I don't know, give you a beer while you're watching the game without you having to even ask for it. I was coaching a couple, and this guy and his wife live a very privileged life, okay? He's an entrepreneur, makes lots of money. He drives a bright red Porsche Turbo, right? And his wife feels absolutely neglected, and she wants a divorce because all he ever does is work, and he doesn't ever even have sex with her anymore. and she's beautiful. And they have children together. But she has been so ignored for so long that instead of trying to respect him, all she wants to do is heap abuse on him. Tell him how wrong he is. She's fighting back because she's feeling insecure in the relationship. She's trying to get him to man up. And all she could do was say, you know, he loves his car more than he loves me. And the way it comes down to it is, you know, if you look at a Porsche or you look at a Ferrari or any car like that, why do we like cars like that? Well, because they remind us of beautiful women. And the more exotic and expensive the car, the more beautiful the woman it appears to be to us. I mean, you know, we love our trucks too, but our trucks are kind of like our dog. You know, they're our trusted buddy that, you know, we can go hunting with, right? That's different.
Yeah.
But when we have a sports car, when we step on the accelerator and that thing pins us to our seat, right when that thing hits red line, is a lot like an orgasm. I mean, we love the sound the motor makes because it's like a woman screaming in pleasure. And it's going to sound silly to some guys, but really analyze what I'm saying. That is why we like those cars. We like the adventure. We like the thrill, yeah. So the reason why we design them the way we design them is because they look like women to us. And, you know, my friend said to me, yeah, you know what? I look at this car and I see femininity in it. I agree with you. I said, well, here it is. Your wife can't stand this car. She wants it out of the garage. But had you been listening to your wife, had you had this relationship with your wife where you understood what was going on in her mind and meeting her needs and providing the leadership she wanted, she would have bought that car for you for Christmas and put a little red bow on it for you. She would have been happy to have it. She would have wanted you to have that car. That's the difference. So what I'm trying to say is when we absolutely understand what it is women are trying to get through to us in a situation like a relationship, women do things like start giving us everything we've ever wanted gladly. They start being our partners instead of our adversaries. They want to be this person. They want to nurture us. They want to be our biggest cheerleader. They want to be proud of us. And as soon as we make them feel comfortable and provided for, not necessarily with $1 million, not necessarily with a real high-class lifestyle, but just to the point where she doesn't have to worry about it anymore. She doesn't have to pick up that masculine mantle. As soon as a woman is in that position with you and you've made her feel safe and comfortable, and, you know, you take care of her in the bedroom, of course. You're not so selfish, but you understand what she wants out of sexuality also. Then you're not going to have problems in your relationship. That woman isn't going to go cuckold you and cheat on you. She's not going to do it. She's going to be happy. She's going to be satisfied. Remember, women don't want to get laid by someone different every night. They want someone who loves them. They want someone who, you hear women say the word cherish a lot. And cherish is a, you know, that is just not a word guys use. Right?
Yeah.
We don't talk about cherishing stuff. We don't refer to stuff as darling. We don't think like that. But women do. Why do women use words like that? Because there's a depth, there's an emotion that's just like a big warm hug behind that word. And every guy's like, yeah, well, whatever. And, you know, that's the way we think. I don't go around using those words. But I want my wife to feel that those words are going on in this household. You see that dynamic at play here?
Yeah.
I want her to feel like she's getting what she needs from me in a way that a man can provide for her. And I want her to live those words and behave that way towards me in return. I want her to appreciate me. I want her to tell me I'm doing right. I want the approval that every man wants. And see, when we go around begging for approval from women, we don't get it. And that's a huge irony because, again, it's the leadership. If we're not getting any approval and we think like, you know, we're starving for approval, the woman's going to say, you know, no one's approving of this guy, so I'm not going to either. Whereas when you just do what it takes to make that woman feel safe and secure, when you are a man who's confident, when you're a man who is masculine in these ways where you can make decisions, where you have courage, where there's a spider in the bathroom and you're not the first one jumping up on a chair going, OMG, OMG, and you just take a spider out, even if you don't like spiders. You say, okay, that's my lot in life as a man. If you think like that, then you're going to get women who adore you. You're going to get women who want to be around you. And there are going to be women who give you approval without you even having to ask for it. That's the best way I know how to wrap up how this whole concept of understanding women really, really makes a relationship go to another level. I'll tell you, Bobby, short of women having serious personal problems, I'm talking like mental problems, assuming a normal, rational woman, and assuming they got together for the right reasons, you know, nobody was settling for someone else, no one got pregnant, you know, after, you know, a night of drunken sex or something. Assuming a relationship getting off the ground for the right reason. Almost all the time, when there's problems later, it's because the guy didn't lead and he didn't man up. What happened was we led to where we are today, almost every time. Is that to say everything's men's fault and nothing's women's fault? Are we putting women on pedestals here again? No, I'm putting you on a pedestal as a guy listening to this, saying you're the one who's responsible. You should feel empowered by that because you call the shots in terms of how your relationships are going to go. We need that kind of paradigm shift in our lives, Bobby, because when we stop giving women all the power and we all of a sudden realize women want us to keep our power, please, but they want us to do it in a way that gives them what they need, and we realize that not only do we recognize the fact that we have the power, but we understand women enough now that we can be effective as leaders, that's going to make you feel like you're living on a mountaintop for the rest of your life. And I'm not exaggerating.
Yeah, you know, you said something earlier that kind of sparked a thought in my head. And I think I've mentioned this before, whether it had been in a podcast or maybe on my site. But, you know, When I think of how women think and how a man should act, I have one thing that comes back in my mind, and it's just something so simple, is that I had three different women, that I dated at totally different points in my life, and these were three women who were completely different in all possible ways, in nationality, in age, you know, they were different. You know, different points in my life, so I was dating women of different age, different nationality, you know, just different backgrounds and everything. And I had all three women, the first time that it happened, I was driving with a girl, and her tire went flat, and I took control. She was panicking because it was like her dad's car, and I just changed the flat and, you know, just kind of took control of the situation. Same thing happened, you know, twice with two other girls. And no joke, all three girls, like, at some point months later, told me that, like, that there was nothing more attractive than when I took control when they got a flat tire. And I keep that in my mind because it's just something so basic, so, like, such, like, a forgotten thing of the, like, to drill down just how basic the man-woman dynamic is just something as simple as a woman watching you take control to change her tire and showing her that you care enough and that she can kind of rely on you when she needs you. It was just, you know, I just found it really, really coincidental and that all three girls told me the same thing. And just some of the stuff you were saying got me thinking about that, and I just kind of wanted to express that to the listeners.
Well, I can assure you it wasn't coincidence.
Yeah.
I mean, what you're doing in a situation like that is you're reassuring her that you've got things under control, that you can lead, that you can make her feel safe, even in a situation where things are inherently unsafe. I mean, imagine a woman who's driving at home at night by herself in a secluded area, and she gets a flat tire. I mean, how is she going to feel? I don't think most of us guys ever stop to even think about that. Heck, most of us guys don't even ever stop to think that women have to be concerned for their physical security when they're on a first date with us. We never have to even think about that.
Yeah.
As a matter of fact, a friend of mine is writing a book. He usually talks to guys, but he's writing a book similar to his first book for women. And what he did was he asked my wife, Emily, to write a foreword for it, and to contribute part of the book, you know, to write kind of a guest chapter for it. And what she's contributing after she looked through the men's version is how a woman can tell if a guy is going to be physically abusive or possibly even hurt her before it happens, you know the warning signs. And someone says, well, you know, that's man bashing. No, that's not man bashing. A woman needs to know that because there's some guys out there who are capable, not only just capable, but, you know, may potentially hurt a woman. We guys don't ever have to worry about that. You know, we get on dates with women. What's she going to do? Beat us up, steal our money? I mean, she may slip us a date rape drug or send some, you know, henchmen to come club us or something. But, I mean, generally speaking, we don't even give it a second thought.
Yeah.
Right? But women, security is absolutely an utmost concern. And just understanding that one incredibly objective part about how women think. I mean, this isn't even hard to figure out. This is basic. This is connect the dots. Just changing our mindset enough to figure that out is going to make a world of difference to a woman. In fact, I'll tell you what, Bobby. Just listening to you talking about changing the tires for women reminds me of a guy who called me up one time. He couldn't understand why this woman called him up and said, thanks, no thanks. I don't think I need to, you know, be your girlfriend anymore. He had basically taken her to the airport for a business trip. And it was like one of these big business trips where she had to take all her AV equipment because she was going to present, and it was going to be like a week long. So she had a decent sized suitcase. And he dropped her off at the airport. And, you know, he thought he was being a gentleman, you know, kind of like walking up to the gate with her. And he was just chit-chatting her and telling her about her trip and waving his hands around, and she's pulling her luggage and carrying her AV thing. And they check in, and she's checking her luggage. She goes to her plane, and, you know, she kind of says, bye, all right, well, I'll see you, right? Mm-hmm. And he goes home, goes on his merry way. And she calls him later that night after she's arrived wherever she's going. She goes, you know, I'm going to break up with you. I mean, I don't know the exact words, but the point was, I'm breaking up with you. And he goes, what in the world? Why? And her words to him were, if I have to explain, you wouldn't understand. I'm like Harley Davidson, right? So, of course, he was on my mailing list. For not long, apparently. But he was on my mailing list, and he emailed me. I got on the phone with him, and I had him tell me the whole story. And I don't really know how I got down to the bottom of it. I may have asked. But the bottom line was, he sat there and walked with empty hands while she was struggling with all that luggage. Never once even did it occur to him to help her with the luggage. So she's wrestling with this one big bag and then this other. And he let her just do that. And he's like, I was like, well, that's what happened, man. Well, yeah, but I thought women wanted to be independent, and I thought they wanted to do things themselves, and half the time when I try to open the door for a woman, she just tells me she'll get it herself. And no, man, this is your girlfriend. That didn't make her feel very confident in your ability to lead or your ability to make her feel safe and protected. And sure enough, if you had to explain it to him, he didn't understand it.
Yeah, you know what? That's actually excellent that you brought that up because partly because of the way that the women's movement and what, you know, guys are sort of told how they should, you know, treat women as equals, partly because of that. And I also think a lot of it has to do, you know, especially with guys who are on all the mailing lists and who read all the, you know, the how to get girls sites and stuff. I think that the whole don't supplicate and don't be the nice guy and don't show too much interest and all that advice has kind of, you know, fucked guys' heads up a little bit where the standard thing like carrying a bag for a girl when she needs it or you know, doing something like that, guys just feel like that it's showing too much interest or that it's whether it be the guys who listen to too much dating advice stuff thinking that it's too much interest, the guys who listen to their mothers tell them how girls are equal and blah, 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 and they don't want to do it, you know. And it is something, like you said, that, you know, and I'm just as guilty because, you know, my girlfriend at times, it's like, this is things that you don't, until you have a girlfriend who's honest enough to bring it up, you don't realize it. But, like, they hold that shit in, and then in, like, the middle of a fight, like, they remember that shit, like, two months ago, I had to carry my own bags, and you you left me waiting outside, you know, and it's amazing how much this stuff really bothers women. It's sort of like, I guess, guys have the things that they look for, you know, the feminine qualities that they really want from a girl, whether it be, you know, nurturement or encouragement or you know, but women have those masculine.
Bobby, hold on a second, because I got the horn in the background. Go ahead and, I'm sorry, that's going to probably have to be edited. All right, it stopped. Go ahead and say that last line when the horn started blaring.
I was just saying how, you know, guys have certain feminine qualities that that are, like, really important to them. You know, all guys are somewhat different, but they all generally have that same want. And, you know, for instance, I think all guys want their woman to want to look good for them, you know. No matter how much you say, you know, looks aren't important to you and all that stuff, you know, you want to believe that your girl is putting on her makeup and going out of her way to look as best she can for you. You know, that's the feminine quality that is important to most guys. Whereas to a girl, she wants to believe that the man has that masculine quality of, like you said, with that guy, not, you know, who if she's struggling to carry groceries home, he'll grab the extra bag and he'll be the one who struggles. If she's freezing because she has a dress on and you have a suit and a sweater on, you're going to take off your jacket and give it to her. You know, those are things that if you don't do, you got to look at it the same way as if your girl was wearing sweatpants and you know, not doing her hair for you when she goes out. It's like the same repulsion you feel is the same repulsion she's feeling when she's not seeing that masculine side of you. So
yeah.
I can definitely see how that girl would have been, you know, spiteful about that.
Yeah, you know, it's funny because, you know, if a woman finds out that you want her to look good for you and you like when she's attractive and she looks sexy and she ridicules you for that, and she tells you you're shallow for that, all that says is she doesn't understand how the male mind works.
Yeah.
She's having that disconnect. She's assuming you think the way she does, which is, you know, yeah, you're attracted to me, yeah, you think I'm hot, but I want you to look at me as the whole package and not necessarily think things like that all the time. What I want to do is, having heard you talk, I want to give another example of how men and women disconnect in the exact same way that we've been talking about with the bags and with the with the changing tires and things like that, and why that's so important, and how men can miss a very, very key moment.
Mm-hmm.
I think one of the oldest and funniest stories about how men and women relate is the guy will forget a woman's anniversary. Well, actually, it's your anniversary and hers too, but, you know, women are the ones who care more about the anniversary, so that's why I let that slip out, right?
Yep.
And the day comes and goes, and the next day, of course, the woman is incredibly upset. And the man says, "Why are you so upset? What's wrong?" And what does she say? She says, "Nothing." Why in the world do women just go nothing when they're visibly upset? Right?
Yeah.
And then you find out what's wrong. And you say to her, "Well, you know, how come you just didn't remind me that it was our anniversary?" And she just goes, "Ugh," throws up her hands, rolls her eyes, and leaves in a huff and, you know, doesn't want to talk to you for 2 days. Well, why didn't she remind us? Why did she say nothing when it was something? Well, here's the answer to that question. I mean, I literally have the objective answer for you. This has been woman tested. I've never had a woman ever argue with this answer before. You were supposed to lead. You were supposed to have things under control. You were supposed to be the guy who cared enough about her not to be reminded. This is the same exact reason why women don't like to approach men. Men are like, "Well, how come I just can't get women to come say hello to me? Why don't they just come approach me?" Because they don't want to. They're not going to respect you if they have to go take you by the shirt collar. They want a man who is bold enough and courageous enough and confident enough to demonstrate that he knows how to make her safe and secure enough to make the first move.
Yep.
And if a woman has to remind you that it's her anniversary, then it's not very meaningful to her. There's no meaning behind it. It's not the flowers, really. It's not going out to dinner, although I'm sure she'll enjoy the dinner. It's that you remembered. It's that you care about the relationship. And if you care enough about the relationship to remember a big day like an anniversary, then she credits that as you caring about her enough to want to continue the relationship. When you forget a woman's anniversary, she's basically thinking you forgot about her. Now, I know that sounds like an overreaction to us men, but remember, women are all about safety and security. And that's what's going on there. So instead of rolling our eyes and going, these chicks are crazy, we need to understand how their brains think and realize if we can just give them some semblance of manning up and of being this leader, like I've talked about, the guy who's really strong in her eyes, then we're going to get the world handed to us by the women in our lives. We hold the cards, we hold the power.
Yeah. So I can relate to the anniversary thing as well. You know, it's something that as a guy, you just don't see how important it is. But it's another one of those things that the women, the women, they harbor that.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Well, I know you've recently put together a nice program that deals with a lot of this stuff. And, since we're kind of running short on time here, you want to maybe just talk a little bit about the program and what other kinds of stuff you go into in the program for the guys that are just as fascinated as I am with this topic?
Yeah, it is an incredibly fascinating topic. And ironically enough, I started out writing a book called Chick Whispering. And some of you guys who are listening may actually listen to the podcast that I host, usually co-hosted with someone else, and we still got to get you on there, Bobby. That podcast called Chick Whispering, The Chick Whisperer, that you can find on iTunes. And the basic premise of the podcast was understanding and relating to women better. So over the course of the past 2 years or so, I've compiled a lot of thoughts on how to understand and relate to women, in many ways inspired by that podcast, into a 214-page book, and I decided to name it after the podcast. So it's called Chick Whispering is the name of the book. And, at first what I was going to do is I was just going to release the book, and then I realized there was just such a wealth of information that had been produced over the past 3 or 4 years with people I know and people I talk to and just, in my travels, who really have a lot of incredible insight into how women work, including women. I mean, lots of great women, women I respect who really are all for both men and women succeeding in the dating world. So instead of just putting a book out there, as much information as there is crammed in that book, I decided what I needed to do was go ahead and dip into the vault and find every single shred of audio, special reports, even a whole other ebook, and add them as 10 modules in with the Chick Whispering book and make a more well-rounded, complete program out of it. And I went a little further and found some great bonuses, including one on phone game and text game. If you don't understand how to talk to a woman over the phone and text her right, if you don't understand what's going through her mind in those situations, man, that's just going to be fatal. So I added my telecom game program to it, and I've even added my book, Cook for Your Date, in there too as a bonus. Because I think, once you understand women and you can understand how to make them feel safe and secure, the next step is to get them to come over to your house. And cook for your date is like the most, it's like the secret weapon. It's like the nuclear weapon when it comes to having a woman over your place and just creating massive attraction. And I've also added some other fast action bonuses to it, and I've made it just a really massive blockbuster package on understanding and relating to women from the perspective of both men and women, and featuring every single bit of content that I've been able to come up with, everything that I've learned since I first started researching all of this. It's been since 2002, since I woke up divorced and with my daughter moved 300 miles away, and said, I've got to start understanding women better. So what I'm doing is, if the guys want to check that out, then what they need to do is go to the following website. It's www.chickwhispering.com. And they can find out a bit more about the program. And I'm also going to give them a special report absolutely free. Now, these days, the thing to do is give guys either a video or a special report. Well, Well, I have a special report that covers something I don't think I've ever seen covered anywhere else. And these guys can go to my site and get this. It'll be mailed right to their inbox immediately. And it's called, Is She Ever Going to Change? And Bobby, I don't know about you, but I've dated woman after woman in my time who seemed great. I mean, she was just terrific. I'm thinking maybe she might even be the woman for me. Except there was one thing about her that just absolutely drove me nuts. I mean, something about her drove me nuts. Well, in those situations, what do? We either dump her, we kick her to the curb because she isn't, you know, someone we expect her to be, or we stay with her and try to overlook it, and maybe that has disastrous results for a future relationship. Well, neither of those situations is any good, so there's got to be a third alternative. The third alternative is to figure out what things about a woman that you really don't feel like dealing with really can't be changed. They're deal breakers, and you need to walk away from them. And what are those things that, even though we may have never even talked about it before, are things that we can influence with that very same masculine leadership that we've been talking about all hour here? Well, that's what this special report covers. I don't want you guys ever to give up on a woman who may be perfect for you just because you didn't know how to step up with the kind of leadership that influenced her to be the very best woman she could be. Makes sense, right? So if you go to www.chickwhispering.com and you get on my mailing list, and I always send out newsletters that are packed with content, no worries. I'll give you that special report in your inbox right now. And then on the next page, you can read all about everything that's included in the Chick Whispering program. And I think you guys are really, really going to be pleasantly surprised with the amount of bang for the buck that I gave you guys there.
Yeah. You know, even talking to you, you know, I find it so interesting, and it's something that I just wanted to address to some guys listening, because, you know, your stuff and the stuff that we've talked about is stuff that, you know, when guys might not necessarily at the point, you know, they're not in a relationship, so they kind of ignore that whole aspect of it. And it's like such the wrong thing to do, because when you get into a relationship, you know, and like you said earlier, anybody can learn a few techniques and get a girl to go on a date with them. But when you do meet the girl that you actually, you know, you fall head over heels for, and you don't know this stuff and you don't understand the kind of stuff you're talking about, it's like you're going to lose her. And everything you did and all that studying you did of pickup lines and all this other shit doesn't mean anything if you wind, because, you know, there's nothing worse than getting the girl you want and then losing her because you don't know how to, you know, to keep her. You don't know how to relate to a woman, and you don't know how to be a man, that, you know, because it's completely different aspect of maintaining a relationship with a woman past, you know, just having sex with her the first night or a week of, you know, that flirtatious fun point in the relationship. And the thing that, you know, that I just wanted to stress is a lot of guys wait till it's too late to really figure this out. And you know, they start to realize after they see the girl of their dreams walking away, or they're stuck in a relationship with a girl they don't really like for a year and a half because, you know, they don't really know how to dictate a relationship with the woman that they are interested in. And just wanted to bring that up just because, you know, as a guy who's currently in a relationship, a lot of this stuff is totally stuff that, you know, you deal with on a day-to-day basis.
Yeah, no question. I mean, man, it's incredibly magnified when you are in a relationship with a woman, but I would say even just approaching women and making conversation with them, like we were talking about earlier in this conversation, your ability to understand even a bit of what's going on in their mind is an amazing advantage.
No, yeah. Definitely. It just shows a maturity. It shows a maturity in you that like you said, most guys don't have that maturity. And when you do understand women and you show that you're like the kind of guy that gets them, like you said, yeah, even if you're not in a relationship, you're the kind, like, the power almost swings in your favor, because like we said earlier, how, you know, women want a relationship generally, and guys kind of are the ones that are seen as the ones who avoid a relationship. And when a woman sees you and she sees that you are relationship material, I mean, that's probably more powerful in your favor than you looking at a girl who's a total knockout, you know? And I think that it's definitely something that guys should learn.
Well, listen, it makes you a more rare human being.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of pretty women out there. But the guys who understand how to be relationship material, even whether or not they're going to get in a relationship with that woman, just having that power, guys like that are so rare that, you know, once you guys get to this level, you're just going to laugh and wonder why you took so long. I mean, it's going to be just an incredible mountaintop experience for you.
Yep. Yeah, I definitely recommend guys checking, you know, heading over and checking out. I just was looking through it, and you've got some really great guests, you know, the guest hosts and stuff that contributed to the program as well. It's definitely a list there, so, you know, guys should definitely check that out. Anything else you wanted to say today, Scott?
Well, just that, you know, as much as you guys have heard about female psychology and the mating mind and the red gene and this, that, and the other, I think the one thing that hasn't been said yet might be a good suitable way to close is, you know, this isn't really as scientific, biological, psychological, heavy-duty, you know, white coat stuff that we tend to make it to be. It's really more social. It's really more just waking the heck up and looking at women and understanding the patterns that proceed between women, you know, things that women do just like every other woman, just like every other woman. Like, you know, you were talking about three completely different personalities, three completely different women, but when you change the tire in those situations, all three of those women responded powerfully in the same exact way. Those kind of things. When we wake up to those, we go ahead and kind of split test some things. You know, if I say this to a woman, how's she going to respond? If I say this other thing to a woman, how's she going to respond? And just take note and listen. Listen to what women are saying. Listen to the kind of things they say, and then listen to the things, or then watch the things they do. It's true. Women will sometimes say one thing and do another, but you can still see an underlying pattern in there if you look for it. Women will say certain things and then do, predictably, something else in line with what they said, even though it wasn't what they said, if that makes sense. All of these things are social. All these things are behavioral, you know, which I guess makes them sort of psychological. But I've never really thought about it so scientifically. I just think of it in terms of, look, I can either get along with and enthrall and cause these women to enjoy my presence, or I can screw it up and blow it. And most of it has to do with the fact that I'm a leader. I'm going to be looked to provide that leadership by a woman. I'm going to be looked to by that woman to show her I know how to protect her and provide for her, whatever that means to her. And if I can do it, then she'll give me whatever I want. But if I don't appear to be the kind of man who can do those things for her, she's just going to say, this guy isn't even interested in me. It's not winning or losing. It isn't even her making the choice. Usually when even women test us, and I just wrote about this recently, when women test us, it's because they want us to pass the test, not because they want us to fail. They want to make sure we're the kind of guy who we're presenting ourselves to be. They want us to win. It's not a competition. They just want us to participate. They want to find out more about us. They want to get to know us better, and that's how women do it. Learn all of those things, roll them all up, start treating women differently, and have women respond more powerfully to you. It's just one of the most important, mission-critical, crucial skills I think any man can ever possibly learn. And you know, Bobby, most of us go to our graves never having asked directions.
Yep. Completely. Well, I think we covered a lot today, and it was once again a pleasure talking to you, Scott. It's always enjoyable.
Likewise.
Listeners always get a great deal of content when I got you on the phone, so happy about that. And I advise that they take a head over to chickwhispering.com and check out the program.